I would like to start, Jeff told me I don't have to do this without crying. I would like to start by thanking everyone for your moving messages, for your beautiful symbols, for almost 2 million signatures, for your walking, for your praying, for your singing, for being who you are. I know that there were people walking in every continent, making a total of 280,000 kilometers. That is the equivalent of having walked 7 times around the world. I want to thank you for that. And I particularly want to thank all of you who have brought all of these messages and these elevated spirit, particularly here to Saint-Denis, a place that reminds us of atrocities everywhere that need the healing and the love that you're bringing this morning to Saint-Denis. I would like to thank you for every step. Yes, for collectively having done everything that you have done throughout this whole year, but I also want to thank you for every single step. Because with every step, you have shown that it is possible to tread lightly on this, our beautiful planet. Walking, whether it is pilgrimages or whether it is walking meditation, has been used as a beautiful act in many or all religious practices for thousands of years. And we have done so because through walking, we still our mind and we nourish our soul. So let us take a moment to recognize what that is all about. To walk. The W in walk stands for wakening our consciousness, to remember with every step who we truly are, and what we are doing on this earth and with our life. The A in the word walk stands for affirming our commitment to continuously and daily discern the difference between right and wrong, which is sometimes easy, but many times very difficult, because there are many tones of gray in between the right and the wrong. And yet, we must strive to live our lives every day in pursuit of the highest values that we hold dear. The L in the word walk stands, of course, for love. It stands for the love that we have, certainly for those that are close to us, that we know personally, with whom we walk the path of life. But love is also there for those we don't know, for those who are far away from us in other continents, in other geographies. And love is also there for those who are the most vulnerable. In each of those geographies, there are most vulnerable people. And love is also there for the most vulnerable of all those yet unborn, who will be the ones who will be most affected by what we have done and what we continue to do unless we mend our ways. And the K in the word walk stands for our deep knowing that we as a human race, guided by the higher powers, can, must, and will address this challenge. Sir. Yes, we can do this. We can deeply respect the differences that we all have, the differences that we've had in the past, that we have in the present, and that we shall continue to have in the future. Differences that are shown here, right behind me. But that above those differences, we can come together as humanity. And that, as humanity, we are capable of once again, because this is not the first time, once again answering the challenge that has been delivered to this generation. Every generation before has been able to answer its challenge. This is ours. And yes, we can. So in that deep knowing that this generation can together answer the call of history, may I just say, God bless us all. Namaste.